The Navy's here. Here we join Churchill at a Guildhall luncheon on February 23, 1940, to celebrate a victorious sea battle in which the larger German force was defeated and captured British sailors rescued. Churchill underscores the importance of the long arm of British sea power. As we will hear later, within months it will be the Royal Air Force on which Britain's fate will rest, but for the present, Britain's survival is in the hands of the brave officers and the hardy tars of the Royal Navy.
My colleagues of the Board of Admiralty and of the War Cabinet are very grateful to you for inviting us here today to share the hospitality which the City of London has extended to the brave sea captains and hardy tars who won the Battle of the River Plate. The brunt of the war has fallen upon the sailor men and upon their comrades of the coastal command of the Royal Air Force. And we have lost nearly 3,000 lives in a hard, unrelenting struggle which goes on night and day and is going on now without a moment's respite. The brilliant sea fight which Admiral Harwood conceived and which you executed takes its place in our naval annals, and I may add that in a dark, cold winter, it warmed the cockles of the British heart. Action off the plate. There has recently been added an epilogue. The rescue last week by the Cossack and her flotilla under the nose of the enemy and amid the tangles of one-sided neutrality. The rescue of British captives taken from the sunken German raider, your friend, the one you sunk. Their rescue at the very moment when these unhappy men were about to be delivered over to indefinite German bondage proves that the long arm of British sea power can be stretched out not only for foes, but also for faithful friends. And to Nelson's immortal signal of 135 years ago, England expects that every man will do his duty. There may now be added last week's not less proud reply, the Navy is here.